Grand Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in New Hampshire issues a ruling pausing President Trump's...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I was hoping to be on the air a little bit earlier. Unfortunately, still have not had a set time for the resumption of play here at Witter Field, and the field still being prepared for action. The players getting warmed up out in the corner of the outfield right now, and, Jace Barajas playing a little bit of wiffle ball down there in the bullpen area. It's a little bit funny to look down there and see that going on. But outside of that, I mean, right now they're just getting the field ready. The home plate area was very, very wet when the tarp came off of it, and so was the mound. But the home plate area was the biggest deal, and so spending a lot of time focusing on that right now. It is still yet to be painted, along with, of course, the lines down the third and first baseline and into the outfield. So still a little bit of work to have happen, but hoping to return to play shortly. At the very least, I'll be back on the air in 15 minutes at 7:15 p.m. to give you another update on the return to play. However, if the game starts earlier or I get another update prior to that, I'll also be on the air then as well. So 15 minutes, I'll be back on the air. But until then, a return to regularly scheduled programming here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. The crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home play, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s, high tomorrow mid-80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Right now it's 76.
Todd Alba.
Next time, Todd continues live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, highlighting some great public educators and talking with filmmaker B.J. Hollers about his new documentary on the amazing game Coob. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of
you're listening to locally grown radio WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me here tonight at Nightlight, folks, on a Thursday. We are running a rerun tomorrow. It's been kind of a crazy week here at Civic Media this week, but we'll have a rerun on tomorrow, and then we will be back live Monday night for your regularly scheduled program all next week, and then I will be in Madison the following week, for part of the week. And right now, all right, so Johnny Beaner is my guest at the moment. He made the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to get back to Johnny in just a second here. Coming up at 7:35, Kurt Krause will be here. He's a local actor and producer. We'll talk about the new legislation that has passed and is official. Wisconsin will have a film office and filmmaking incentives for filmmakers, which I think is just great. Our question of the night is, you walk into a dive bar, what song is on the jukebox? And what else did we talk about that people might have missed, Conrad? Your Madison story?
Yeah, my Madison story.
Conrad dined and dashed. He didn't even know breakfast wasn't free at the concourse. I don't know how that happens, but he took off and they got chased down and played. They didn't press charges, though, so that's good.
No, we paid. We paid.
Yeah, reluctantly. So you're caught up, folks. We're starting Act 2. With our pal, Johnny Beaner, who is here. His popcorn pick of the week was Superman from 1978. A great pick. And probably worth a rewatch. Christopher Reeve, what a great... did you ever see a movie called Mousetrap, John?
I did not see that.
He was in that with Michael Caine. And it was based on a play. The movie's very small. It's like on one or two locations, but... He really was a great actor. In addition to doing a very good Superman, he was just a solid actor, too.
Was that before or after Superman?
That was after. I think that was a year or two after Superman, early 80s. And he holds his own with Michael Caine, and he's just really good. It's a tragedy what happened to him. He passed away, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Quite a while ago.
They did, a documentary of him called, The Superman. It's all about him.
Yeah.
Over the break, I saw on social media there was the Rotten Tomatoes scores of all the Superman movies.
Oh, nice.
And Superman 2 had the highest with 88%. Superman 1, 86%.
Okay.
This one, I don't know how they have a score already because it's not out, but it has 85% for this new.
Not only that, but for the new one, they have an audience score of 96%, which I guess they've screened it, but it's got over 2,500 people already rated it.
Wow.
I don't know how that happens or if the fix is in or what, but... I do remember really liking Superman 2 as well. The bad guys were really good in that. They were pretty freaky.
Nobody liked Superman 3. I loved Superman 3 with Richard Pryor. That one was great. And the computer, the guy that builds a supercomputer makes Richard Pryor build it. I thought that was fun. I mean, I probably like it because I saw it when I was, six. But it's actually a hilarious movie. It's very funny.
You kind of lost me when you said nobody likes Superman 3. I really liked it. Richard Pryor was in it. I was like, wait a minute, what? Even though I love Richard Pryor. So what are you, before we let you go, John, are you binge watching anything at home? Are you and your wife, or just you late night?
I'm watching, you know what I'm watching? As she falls asleep, I'm putting in my earbuds and watching Squid Games.
How is that? I've never seen any of those.
I don't know. I don't know that I would I don't want my name on it as a recommendation, but I started watching it during, I think, COVID, the first season came out, or I had Carmen Morales as a comedian. She was staying at my place when she was working here, and she was watching it, so I got hooked onto it. Season one is really good, and then season two, three is kind of like the same story. You know, sometimes they split a story arc in the middle and call it two seasons. So I'm one episode away from finishing the whole thing, season three. And it's, you know, it's good. It's fun.
I didn't know what to make of it. I couldn't. I thought it was a game show when it first came out.
I think they made a game show of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to watch it just to see what all the fuss is about.
It's very dark dystopian.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
You know what? If me and you were at that bar with the hamburgers, I would recommend it to just you.
These two teams coming up in just a little second.
A mediocre hamburger with a mediocre.
And the Rafters taking on the Green Bay Rockers in game one.
All right, great stuff. So check out the podcast, Cavalry.
Cavalry,
not Calvary. And then were you able to think, like, I like when I have comics on, I love hearing great road stories because I've had so many of them and they're just so surreal sometimes. Have you had something like that happen?
I did. I thought of one. I promise I didn't make this up over the break. And this is old. Like, I don't have a lot of, you know, I couldn't go on for hours with weird road stories. But this one, I was very new. This is probably 20 years ago.
Subdivision. Madison, alone in second. However,
in Omaha, and I was featuring for a comic that has since turned into a booker. Anyway, but he was a drinker, and we are walking. He's drunk, and we're walking to the condo from the club, and for some reason, there's these kids just hanging out on the street downtown Omaha, and he starts talking trash to them. And they start talking trash to him, and I'm like, what are you doing here? He takes their phone, hits their phone out of their hand, they start yelling at him. He grabs a beer bottle and smashes it on a railing and grabs one of the kids, and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I'm getting out of here. And then he pushes the kid away, he throws his jacket on my head. He's like, here, let's switch jackets and we'll meet at the condo. And he like throws his jacket on my head like that's our cover.
What's that going to do?
Because they know what we look like, and so like.
Time out.
So if anything, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm wearing his jacket.
Trying to get himself back in the flow of things.
It was the scariest. I was like, I was new comic. I was like, is this what it's like? What the hell?
Gosh. That's a great story.
Two innings,
and scary,
runs,
too. I hated it when I didn't know where I was in a bigger city. Omaha probably has some dicey area. I always liked Omaha a lot. I think it's kind of a really cool city.
I
do remember, I don't know if it was the comedian Steve Segrin that told me this or Vince Moranto, but these two guys got the key to the condo, and they went to the wrong spot. And they were trying to use the key to get in, and it wasn't working. Some guy opens the door, and the other guy starts to go. Record and like, well, this guy is there to greet them or something. The guy goes, what the hell do you think you're doing? And he goes, it's okay,
who has been incredible this year, and Daniel.
This guy's like, I don't know anything about any comedians.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
This is so great. Hey, this was fun, dude. Thank you so much. And it's great to talk to you, and I hope we get to have another burger soon somewhere.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been fun.
Anytime, buddy. Johnny Beaner, check out his work. He's all over the internet. You can see his Dry Bar comedy special. You can follow him on Twitter at Johnny Comic. And check out.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center.
Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. It is 7:15, and that means that it is just about time to get started. The game entered in with a little bit of a rain delay as the initial scheduled starting first pitch time was scheduled for 6:35 p.m. And, well, unfortunately, the tarp was on the field a little too long and so was not able to get going at that point in time. And after a little bit of field preparation, we are ready to roll along here as the starting pitchers will get out. Kenny Schultz on the mound for the Raptors. He's going to be taking over with Lachlan Maude behind the plate. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. I had kind of started giving them to you. But first off, let's go with the visiting Green Bay Rockers. They're going to be led off by Eric John, the second baseman. He will be followed by Caleb Daniel, the left fielder for Green Bay. J.P. Peltier bats third in the order. He is the designated hitter and, well, making his debut for the Rockers tonight. And a guy who came over after he spent that entire first half with Wright State. And you might remember that team from the NCAA baseball tournament where they eliminated number one Vanderbilt. And Peltier was the cleanup hitter for that Wright State team. The cleanup hitter, though, for Green Bay is Colin Helms. He'll be followed by Joe Manella, who bats fifth. He's the first baseman. Helms is the catcher. Batting sixth is Parker Martin at shortstop. Batting seventh is Zage Lancaster, the third baseman. Batting eighth is Kaysen Consarina, as he is in right field. And batting ninth is David Miza, the center fielder. Taking a look now at the Raptors starting lineup, it's Jake Beauchesne leading off in left field. Batting second is Kareem Arusevic, the designated hitter. Batting third is Carson McIntyre, the right fielder. Batting fourth is Eric Harper, the third baseman. He was one of those many home runs in yesterday's game. Beauchesne hit two of them. Harper hit one. And Madden Akko batting fifth. He plays second base. Hayden Carlson bats sixth at shortstop. Lachlan Maude is the catcher today. He's batting seventh. Landon Gaz also hit a home run in yesterday's games. He had one in game number two, an incredible game from him. He bats eighth. And batting ninth is Royce Clayton Jr., who's in center field. Now, taking a look at the pitchers, Kenny Schultz on the mound for the Raptors. I talked a little bit about him already. A guy who comes over from UWSP, and, well, it's sponsored by UWSP tonight. It's Love College Night, and so everyone's supporting their colleges, and, of course, UWSP out here by and large here at Witter Field. And so Schultz in front of a friendly home crowd and going to try and show off in front of his fans. And, well, at UW-Stevens Point the last 2 years, Schultz looking to turn back to more of what he did back in 2024 when he posted a 5.03 ERA and trying to bring his ERA down right now from this season in Wisconsin Rapids. 12.6 in the Northwoods League, but a lot of that comes from his away games where he's really struggled as of late. But at home, a 3.09 ERA over 11 and two-thirds innings. So hoping to bring back that home command. He's taking on Maddox Long. And Long, what can you not say about this guy? He's a returner to the Rockers. He helped them win a championship back in 2023 and was a key piece back in 23 at a 1.76 ERA and a 101 whip in 30 innings. He's been even better this year. 35 innings pitched, a 1.01 ERA, and a sub-1 whip, 0.81 his whip. Maybe the best pitcher in the Northwoods League, and the Raptors going to try and take their win if they can get it tonight. But Kenny Schultz now on the mound. He's taking on Eric John leading off as we get ready to go for first pitch. And it's on the way from Schultz, but it misses high for ball number one at 7:19 p.m. And so a little bit late, but hey, we are still playing, and that's the great deal about it. 1-0 the count on the way. This one's laced into left field, running over to it. It will be caught on the run by Jake Beauchesne for out number one. One up, one down in the first inning, and at first pitch, the temperature 73 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy. Clouds still over the sky as it rained earlier today. Wind blowing out at 4 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 from the south-southwest. The flags blowing towards straightaway center field at the moment. Now at the plate, Caleb Daniel takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Caleb Daniel, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup with one away and the base is empty, and he sends this one into center field. Pretty well hit on the run backwards. Clayton, he will reach up. It goes over his head and bounces off the warning track, and Daniel will end up at second base. A one-out double after the second well-hit ball of the game from the Rockers. Runner in scoring position with only one away. Still 0-0 in the top of the first hit of the night for the Rockers, and Kenny Schultz, well, that's kind of the thing that he does, is he will find his spot over the plate, and he's got some good stuff, but it's really his command and location that has made him successful in the games where he is victorious. Now at the plate, J.P. Peltier, runner on second base, is getting a big leadoff, and the first pitch misses away for ball number one. And Caleb Daniel, taking a look at his running numbers this year, he's played in 22 games and has 3 stolen bases. So not too much of a stealer, especially to try and take third, but could do it. And he's got a big leadoff, but now being held back on. The 1-0 count is a check swing, but it's called for a strike anyways. 1-1 the count. And Peltier, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-lefty matchup with Schultz on the mound. Against right-handed hitters, Schultz has struggled this year. 1-1 count, it's fouled back and over the press box to make it 1-2. And Peltier from Wright State, as I mentioned earlier, this is such an exciting debut to get to watch, but Kenny Schultz, of course, hoping that it won't be a fun one for Rockers fans. Schultz has gone 20 innings pitched in his 7 games to this point, and the 1-2 count misses just low for ball number 2, now 2-2 the count, and maybe the most impressive performance that he had was back on June 6th here against Royal Oak. In that one, he made the start for the Rafters. It was his first start of the season, and he went a perfect game into the 5th inning. 2-2 the count, misses high for ball number 3, and now the count rolls full. So Peltier trying to work on base any way that he can, and Peltier appeared in 60 games with 59 starts this past season for the Wright State baseball team. 3-2 count, gets a swing and a miss, strike number 3, and Kenny Schultz takes care of the playoff merchant as now up to the plate, Colin Helms with a runner on second base and two away in the top of the first. And man, that's tough to get rid of J.P. Peltier. I mean, it was fun to watch him in the playoffs, but not able to do anything in his first Northwoods League appearance. As the first pitch to Colin Helms misses low for ball number one. So Helms up at the plate, and man, what a great season he's been having already here for the Rockers. Batting 279 in 33 games behind the plate. One of the better catchers that you'll see. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Helms reaching base at a 4.11 clip. So he's able to get on any way that he wants to. Doesn't hit for too much power. As the 1-1 count, it's grounded over to the left side of the infield. There is the shortstop, throw over to first. It's a little low, but they got him as Hayden Carlson threw it to Landon Gaz. It's a 6-3 putout, and we'll hold up real quick. I think they might be trying to call a balk here. So give it just 1 second.
Well, hold on one second. The runner right now is still on first base, though. And the runner on second has to go back there. So maybe it was interference? Well, either way, two outs. And somehow Colin Helms ends up at first base and Caleb Daniel remains on second. And now Joe Minella up at the plate with two away. And it was a little bit of an odd play. And you could tell that there was something odd happening as there's a grounder over towards third. Harper keeps it fair and he steps on the bag himself. And that takes us out of this first inning for real this time as that goes to Joe Minella on the fielder's choice as Caleb Daniel is out at third base. So there were no runs that came across on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It is 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Into the bottom of the first, it is still tied 0-0. The Rafters, the first chance to get on the board, and Jake Beauchesne sends a 1-0 count into left field. That gets down for a leadoff single. Jake Beauchesne, man, he's been loving that leadoff spot. I tell you what, hit a leadoff home run in the ninth inning back two games ago in the earlier game yesterday. And in last game, the one at the nighttime, it was a first inning, first pitch home run. Well, he gets a single on the leadoff bat here, and the Rafters have themselves a good guy to start games with. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with the runner on first and nobody out, and the first pitch to him misses away for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Back in the first inning, it was officially catcher's interference. That's what it goes in the scorebook as Colin Helms reached first, but Caleb Daniel remained on second. 1-0 the count, misses high for ball number two. So that's what the official call was. And then Joe Minella, of course, grounded into the fielder's choice there as he ended up at first base and Caleb Daniel was out at third. 2-0 the count to Arusovic, and that pitch again misses for ball number three. 3-0 the count, and, well, hey, the Rafters have already done more damage than Maddox Long usually allows in an inning. They've got a runner on first base. He usually allows less than one runner an inning, 0.81 his whip. 3-0 the count on the outside edge, called for strike number one, and it was right there, but
couldn't quite get itself off the plate. But that's what Maddox Long is so good at, man. He is just great with his location and painting that strike zone. 3-1 the count, and a soft pickoff move back to first base. And more so, you see pickoff moves like that, and it was kind of just a soft toss from Long over to first where Joe Mannella stands. Another pickoff, and they got him in a pickle, trying to chase him down. Beauchesne going to slide head first, slides past the bag. Doesn't matter, he was tagged before it anyways. And it's something like that where you're just trying to catch your runner slacking. You're not trying to catch him early, and that does the trick. So Jake Beauchesne officially gets caught, picked off, and that's the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Bases are empty, still a 3-1 count to Arusevic. One away, tied at zero. Long brings the pitch home, and it's fouled off to bring it 3-2. And Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Long on the mound. And man, this guy, I tell you what, I'm excited to see what he does in the All-Star game. Probably a shutout inning or two if he gets to go. 3-2 count is grounded over towards second, and it's going to eat up the second baseman, and he can't make the throw. Well, it was in that wet mud over there, but officially goes in as an E4 as Arusevic will reach first base on it. Went right over to Eric John, and he wasn't able to bring it in. Kind of bounced up on him and couldn't corral it. And then a quick runner over there, Kareem Arusevic, able to reach safely at first base. So runner on first with one out in the bottom of the first inning. And now at the plate, Carson McIntyre. First pitch on the way, breaking ball, misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And McIntyre, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Maddox Long on the mound. Kareem Arusevic leans, and McIntyre sends a fly ball towards shallow left field in foul territory, chasing out and over the back. What a snag from the third baseman, Zage Lancaster, as he brings it in for a highlight defensive play. And that is out number two. Brings up Eric Harper to the plate with Kareem Arusevic still on first base and two outs in the bottom of the first. Still shutout ball from both teams as Maddox Long and Kenny Schultz locked into it as the righty on the mound takes on the righty at the plate. Eric Harper taking his time. Long nods his head a couple of times. Now has the pitch, brings it home. It's a soft grounder over towards third. Picked up, Lancaster across the diamond, and got him. Oh, yeah, out number three and just beat Eric Harper. He tried to show off the speed there but couldn't quite do it, and so that will get us out of the first inning. No runs on one hit, one error, and one left on base. We head to the top of the second. It's 0-0 here in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We bring you back into the top of the second inning, and the Rafters still tied 0-0 here against the Green Bay Rockers. Kenny Schultz on the mound. He delivers to Parker Martin, but the first pitch missing inside for ball number one chases Martin out of the batter's box, and now Schultz going to try and get back to work up here. And well, the lefty on the mound fires away to Martin, and that pitch missing low brings it to a 2-0 count. Martin, the left-handed hitting shortstop, batting .323 this season with 22 RBIs. He sends one into left center field on the run Clayton. He is back at the warning track, and it bounces off the wall. That one just kept carrying and carrying, wind blowing out towards center field, and that helps him reach second with a stand-up double. So Parker Martin on second base. Nobody out in the top of the second, and it brings up Zage Lancaster with a runner on second and still tied at zero. So the go-ahead runner just 180 feet away, and a couple of sacrifices could send him home, but Lancaster's got to put them in play. Lancaster right-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch to him misses away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count, and Martin over there on second base, you got to watch out for him a little bit. Not too much, though. Two stolen bases in his 35 games this season. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way home. A bunt is placed down, but foul down the first baseline. Only went a little distance. And with the wet infield, it's going to kind of die as soon as you place it down. So got to make sure it's a little bit further out there. 1-1 the count now to Lancaster. Kaysen Consarinia is on deck. He's due up this inning. 1-1 the count on the way. It is low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Kenny Schultz, this season at home, after going through that first inning, now up to a sub-3 ERA. That's pretty good. 2-1 the count, misses away for ball number three, 3-1. And that's specifically at home, though. Trying to get back to what he did early in the year. His first two appearances, 9 2/3 innings, just two runs allowed on three hits and one walk. Looks back to second. 3-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now a full count. And Schultz going to try and keep the pitch count low here. And in that first inning, he threw just 13 pitches in a shutout frame. That's what you're looking for, honestly, more than strikeouts or limiting base runners. You want shutout innings, and you want limited pitch count. 3-2 count, swing, and a foul tip. Strike three, got him. For out number one. First strikeout of the inning, second strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz. And it brings up Kaysen Consarinia with a runner still on second base, but now one out in the top of the second. Still tied at zero, and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters looking to take down the Green Bay Rockers for a win here at home. And the pitch to Consarinia misses away for ball number one. Looking to snap what stands as a 7-game loss streak. But they've had a loss streak before and were able to rally back from it near the end of that first half as this one is hit out towards right field. On the run, it will be underneath it, caught by McIntyre. He'll make the throw in, but it's not nearly strong enough to go over to third base, and it's a fly ball that ends up sending Parker Martin over to third. So fly out for Consarina, and it brings up David Mizza with a runner on third and two outs in the top of the second. Go-ahead runner just 90 feet away and trying to put the Rockers on top. Kenny Schultz trying to go through another scoreless home frame. First pitch on the way, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. David Mizza, the left-handed hitting center fielder at the plate, batting 229 on the season. He's the nine-hole batter as the second pitch to him is also a little bit high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and a lefty-lefty matchup with Schultz on the mound. Working relatively quickly, 1-1 is taken away for ball two. 2-1 the count, and Schultz on that previous pitch didn't miss by much. Was right there on the edge of the zone. 2-1 the count, and the pitch on the way home, and that time it will be called for a strike. 2-2 the count now to Mizza. And David Mizza, not in the right category, going up against a left-handed pitcher. Pitch gets a swing and a miss, and that's strike number three on the foul tip. Third strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz, and he keeps dealing here. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
bottom of the second inning, and the Rafters still in it. It's tied 0-0 and trying to take the lead here, but the first batter didn't go their way as now a broken bat goes into the stands and a throw from second on the way to first is there. Oh, man. Bat splintered and went back into the stands, and thankfully nobody got hit there. My goodness. That's going to be one heck of a baseball memory. You're going to remember that for the rest of your life. I tell you what, ends up going as a 4-3 putout. And I mean, that bat splintered and went flying into the stands on the third base side. So now at the plate, Lachlan Maud, and there are two outs in the bottom of the second. It's been a very quick inning as that pitch misses low and away. 1-0 the count. Madden Akko grounded out 5-3 to lead off the frame, and this pitch in there to bring it 1-1 against Maud. Akko grounded out 5-3 on an 0-1 count. Carlson followed with a 4-3 ground out on an 0-1 count. 1-1 to Maud, misses just a bit away. Now 2-1. So bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the second. Knotted at zero, and Maddox Long brings home the next one, and that pitch is on the lower outside corner for strike number two. I mean, that one was beautifully located yet again. I mean, this is like watching a master at his craft out here. Maddox Long has just been incredible. Well, I say that, and then he misses one that almost goes to the backstop, but a diving stop from Colin Helms keeps it from going all the way back. 3-2 the count. Lachlan Maud at the plate, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. 3-2 on the way, and Maud holds off. It misses away, and a two-out walk to Maud, and that's the third base runner the Rafters have had this game. Back in the first inning, Jake Beauchesne singled, and then an error allowed Kareem Arusovic to reach. And now in the second, it's a two-out walk to Lachlan Maud, but still the Rafters haven't seen anybody on second base yet. Landon Gaz up at the plate, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. First pitch to Gaz hits the lower outside corner and makes it 0-1. Gaz is batting .273 on the season, in part thanks to his huge game yesterday. 0-1 the count with the runner on first. Long taking his time, and 4 seconds on the pitch clock. He's still looking, now has a pickoff move back to first base, but Maud was ready. He was backing in that bag in a split second. The last time that Long did a pickoff move, it was a couple seconds later that he did another one right back to the bag and got Jake Beauchesne in the first inning. 0-1 count, though, is sent home, and Gaz fouls it back to bring it 0-2. Lynn Gaz, 3-for-4 in game number two yesterday, also drew a walk. All of those hits were for extra bases. Had a couple of doubles and a home run. It was his first home run of the season for the Rafters and really cranked up that OPS. 0-2 the count, and Long looking to retire him, but misses way outside to bring it 1-2. Royce Clayton Jr. is on deck if it gets to him, but Landon Gaz got to get on base first. Lachlan Maud over on first base, and he hasn't threatened all too much this season. Maud has not attempted a stolen base this year, and on the 1-2 count, misses a touch to the right, and now 2-2 the count. Gaz, the man from UC Irvine, one of the Rafters returners after playing here last season. 2-2 the count on the way home, and Long eyes down his catcher. He fires, and Gaz fouls it back to keep it a 2-2 count. Gaz, the first baseman today, and he's played a little bit of left field, a little bit of first base. So he's mixed up those two defensive positions. But at the plate, he's been playing most of the games here in the second half. Pickoff move again back to first, and that keeps Lachlan Maude on the bag. And, well, it had been a rough start to the year for Gaz, but he really turned that around yesterday. Didn't play in game number one, but did in game number two. And, of course, I already talked about that as he fouls this one away. Remains a 2-2 count. Pitch number 7 coming up next of this plate appearance. And on the bright side, it's certainly working up the pitch count. So still a 2-2 count. And Long waiting. Now brings it home but misses away. Full count to Landon Gaz, who's certainly working his pitches here. And you look back to the game yesterday, didn't really need to, but he certainly had a couple of full counts. Never had to foul off any pitches, though, with two strikes. Runner on first base here, 3-2 the count. Trying to stay hot, pitch on the way. It hits the lower outside corner for strike number 3. First K of the game for Maddox Long, and he retires Landon Gaz for out number 3. So the Rafters in the second inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the third. It's still 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back in. A pigeon just came into the press box. Well, hello. I just saw Fletcher Anderson get jump scared over there on the TV side of things. I wasn't right next to the pigeon. It's certainly interesting. Oh, but here comes the pigeon. Now he's flying over to me. He heard me talking about the pigeon, and the pigeon's like, I want to get in on the radio broadcast. Just flew in front of me, and now he's off to the side. We'll see if he makes a return, just like Kenny Schultz, who's making a return to the mound for the Rafters. And Schultz, his first two innings, shutout baseball. He's thrown 29 pitches and trying to stay efficient here and also shutout ball. That's kind of the thing that you're looking for from Schultz. You're not looking for a ton of strikeouts, although he does have 3 on the game, but he has allowed a couple of extra base hits, a double from Caleb Daniel and a double from Parker Martin. So we're now back to the top of the card in the top of the third inning, still tied at 0, and Eric John leading things off. It'll be John, Caleb Daniel, and JP Peltier due up for the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch on the way from the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters intern, as that one misses outside for ball number 1. Always try and give context to the backstory of Kenny Schultz every time that he's on the mound, and the 1-0 count misses away for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. Just in case there's anyone who's tuning in that hasn't heard of the story behind him, Schultz came to the Rafters as an intern this year, and the 2-0 count misses low to bring it 3-0. However, he had had previous collegiate experience and had pitched for a few seasons. Of course, these past 2 years had been at UW-Stevens Point. 3-0 count is in there for strike number 1. It's now 3-1, and at UW-Stevens Point, got a ton of experience and Well, early in the year, the Rafters were struggling to locate, and Schultz said, hey, that's what I do. 3-1 count, misses away, and well, as I say that, he walks his first batter of the game here in the third inning. Eric John, a leadoff walk. And it brings up Caleb Daniel with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the third, still tied at zero. Wind starting to blow a little bit differently here, as instead of towards straightaway center field, it's going from left to right field now. A couple of clouds overhead. We had some rain earlier today, and that caused the tarp to go onto the field, and a bit of a delay as that pitch misses inside and hits off the back of Caleb Daniel. Thankfully, he had turned so that it bounced off of that instead of his head. And well, Eric John now going over to second base. There's runners on first and second with nobody out. And Kenny Schultz going to have his work cut out for him with J.P. Peltier stepping up to the batter's box here in the top of the third. Well, top of the third means it's time to take a look through the scoreboard around the league as the first pitch to Peltier misses away for ball number one. Over in Wausau, it was the Woodchucks who took down the Madison Mallards earlier today. It was a 7-2 victory. 1-0 the count. On the way home, it's in there, called for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. Over in Kalamazoo, it was an 8-5 Battle Creek victory. Well, shouldn't say that. It's actually top of the eighth inning, not quite done yet. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It misses low for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count, and wind really picking up here. I mean, it's pushing straight out towards right field from left to right, so would be helpful for a left-handed batter, but it's going to make it near impossible to go over that left field wall. 2-1 the count on the way home. Big swing and a miss from Peltier, and he was going to try and do it right there, but doesn't make any contact. So now a 2-2 count. Over in La Crosse, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. Thunder Bay up 4-2. In Kenosha, it's a 5-1 Royal Oak lead in the bottom of the third. 2-2 the count from Schultz on the way home. This one's a flare out towards center field. Running up on it, Clayton makes the catch. He'll now throw it in and keeps the runner on second base. Cut off by Hayden Carlson, and a nice tracking job by Royce Clayton Jr. brings up Colin Helms to the plate with one out and runners on first and second. Over in Wausau, that game is currently delayed, the second part of a doubleheader today. The Woodchucks and Mallards taking each other on, and in the delay, hasn't quite started yet, still 0-0. And in Duluth, a 4-0 Huskies lead over the Larks in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss from Colin Helms brings the count 0-1. And Helms, back in the first inning, reached on catcher's interference. 0-1 the count. Schultz looks back towards second. Stares there, and now the 0-1 count is a soft grounder over towards third. Harper runs up on it, now throws over to first. It's off the line and into right field. Bounces off ahead of where the tarp was. Here comes the runner all the way around. It's a two-run error, and it's 2-0 Green Bay in the top of the third. Oh, no. Well, an infield single for Colin Helms. Caleb Daniel goes over to second base on the hit, and Eric John over to third, and then John comes around to score, and so does Caleb Daniel on the E5. And along with that, Colin Helms ends up on second base. So Helms is on second base. That's it. With one out in the top of the third inning. Third hit allowed by Kenny Schultz, and a swing and a miss from Joe Manella brings it to an 0-1 count. And Manella, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for the second time this game. Looking to work on any way that he can, and 0-1 count misses away to bring it 1-1. Helms on second base, and we'll see what he ends up doing out there. One and one the count on the way home. It's hit high out towards left center field. But like I said, the wind is blowing in, and it'll be Clayton who makes the catch and knocks down the left fielder, Jake Beauchesne, after making the play. It was kind of a slow motion fall there as Beauchesne was trying to hold up, and he fell down. Either way, it's an out and keeps the runner on second base. So no harm, no foul with a little bit of fun going on in the outfield. Still 2-0, though, Green Bay in the top of the third. And let's go finish up that scoreboard. Over in Waterloo, it's 1-0 Bucks over the Rocks in the top of the fourth. Top of the fifth in Wilmer, it's 2-1 Stingers over the Big Sticks. First pitch on the way to Parker Martin is called on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. In Mankato, it's 6-1 Minot. Hot Tots got the lead. 0-1 the count. And now the pitch on the way home from Schultz in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count.